be me and then whoever else is signed in.
Okay.
Is anyone else signed in? Oh, you did. You hit it.
I did.
Okay, I mute that.
But did you just
repost on the page?
Fuck me.
So for everyone out there that's listening right now, Jack spilled a drink all over his computer, and he's unaware that we have hit record.
Yeah. This might be why we have an explicit tag on the podcast, because he is not happy. He can't hear us.
No, because he hasn't paired his headphones yet.
No.
Oh, wow. Hey, this is cool. The chat actually connects to the YouTube, so you don't even have to run the YouTube. Huh. Nice.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
That's, so, just that's not the way it is for mine.
A private chat and then live comment.
Yeah, we have a private chat. Oh!
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's right? Pretty rad. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Ro. We're just figuring out this new system, and
he doesn't let us.
We don't have a private chat now.
Well, we can just talk, I guess, right?
Oh, I see. There is a private chat.
Yeah, it's private and live comments.
This is a private chat with all the shit that we say that we probably
to each other.
Okay. Well, I guess you just have to make sure that you don't have your beer goggles on. You know.
Me?
No. I just mean anybody, because I guess beer goggles isn't the right word. You just have to make sure that you're commenting in the right spot.
Gotcha.
You don't want everybody
gotcha.
To.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So,
welcome back, Jack.
Can you hear us? Apparently not.
He doesn't have headphones on. There it is.
Welcome back, Jack.
Is Coke good for a computer?
Not really.
No.
Have you tried putting Mentos in it?
That'll go. What I'll do next. I picked up the mug and it's frozen. I have a washcloth down here for like a. It knocked the picked the Coke up. It stuck to the washcloth and picked the Coke up and threw it on my computer.
Episode titled "Knock the Cock."
Yeah, that was what I heard too. Knock the cock off it. Yeah.
Well, knock the cock off everything. So hopefully it's still working.
It's all right. You got Apple Care on that device, I believe.
That's true. I don't know how the Coke got in the.
It's all right though. Your Apple Care does cover physical damage, so if that does have to get replaced, you just gotta pay a fee and you'll be all set.
Oh, now we just lost his mic. Or did he?
He is muted here. Oh. 100 tests. Can he unmute him?
Jack, you muted yourself, bud.
There he goes.
Trying to learn this new system. I don't know why the headphones wouldn't work.
By the way, for anybody that is watching us, we all have names except Jack, who has test.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to put a name in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, what do you want to be known as?
I didn't see that, so how do I do that?
You typed in test.
I didn't care.
It's like you failed the test.
I'll be test. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, this is already starting off like you're kind of batting out from... the hole there. It's like you're behind a string.
I don't know why the earbuds aren't working.
Maybe you haven't paired them properly.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say you probably didn't pair them correctly.
I've been using it for the lost thing and without a problem.
Oh.
It says external. It has a default headphones built in, USB audio device, and MacBook Pro. It's not picking them up.
Weird.
Well, Ro, thanks for noticing that we did start on time. I was trying to be professional. And
I think Jack is now finding out that we've actually been recording this entire time.
It's just gonna be like, fuck it.
Maybe this beginning part can be the extended part.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Jack, you know, we've been recording for the last like 7 minutes.
That's great. I don't care. All right. It is what it is. I don't care.
All right. Fair enough.
You get to an age and you just you stop caring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what happened to Adam Vinatieri.
So. God, what a dick.
Brutal.
You see
the guy with the jersey? Brutal
is what lost the game for us, but yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm thinking of another person then.
Oh, you see, Antonio Brown's been accused of rape.
Yeah, dude, I just read that. If that's real and it's not some, like, you know, doctored up scenario, that's not good. And we got to cut him. I want nothing to do with him if that's the case. I've been on ecstatic for the last like 4 days ever since, you know, it was Saturday afternoon when they
when I texted
you did, yeah, Jack. So Jack texted me, he's like, congrats
on getting,
like, what are you talking about?
I'm getting AB, and you go, who the fuck is AB? I go,
no, I didn't say who the fuck is AB. I said that's not real. I haven't seen it yet. I feel like I'm being punked, but because I was in and out of a cellular connection up in Maine, and sure enough, when I got back to my buddy's house, pop right into the Wi-Fi network, and it was like, bling, 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 bling. You know, Antonio Brown signs with the, or agrees to terms, or blah, 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 with the Patriots. I still, this, like, 3 or 4 days later, I can't believe it happened. Like, I just honestly can't. He's living at Tom Brady's house, like, right now?
The rest of the NFL was shocked that he went to the Patriots. we were just stunned that Antonio Brown, who didn't really want to play for the Raiders anyway, wanted to play for the Patriots, somehow ended up with the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he doctored the whole thing.
How's that possible?
Well, either way, like, I'm ecstatic, but this, I read that article. It was in New York Times, I believe, just before jumping on the feed, and I truly hope that it's a false accusation, because if it's not, he's got to go.
Yeah, I just saw it on Twitter. I said, God, this guy every fucking day. Sick of hearing about him.
Yep. Well, not great.
Yeah.
I did like the chance in Oakland yesterday. Fuck AB. Fuck AB.
Is that right? I missed that.
Yeah. Every time they scored, fuck AB. You think they'd be saying fuck Davis because Davis is moving the team, but it's Raider fans. They probably won't realize until like 3 years later. Hey, our team's not here. Where'd it go?
Anyway, how about them Patriots? Good start to the football season, I must say.
Yeah, they probably have a good chance to win play. It all.
I didn't even know that they played.
definitely a promising.
Yeah, I turned on Sunday Night Football at some point, like around 11 o'clock, and I was like, well, I want to know if this is actually a game. And I saw the score, and I was like, fuck that. Like, I'm not watching this shit. So.
Oh, yeah. Janie Mora. Janie is, I believe, is a Raiders fan.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I thought the Raiders just played last night and beat the Broncos.
They did.
Oh, okay.
Well, so, the Broncos, though. I mean.
So I have a friend who refs NFL games, and he reffed that game. So.
Oh, no kidding.
And, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know if it's more shocking that you have a friend that's a ref or you just have a friend.
Damn.
Well, I thought I had two friends that were refs, but apparently I just have one. Where's that one?
I'm glad you finally subscribed to Crazy Ink TV, Matt.
Apparently Owen and Bruce did too. So
okay, that's cool, because it's only been out there for about a year.
Okay, well, I just heard about it.
But thanks for doing that. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
Is subscribing to Crazy Hank like the new retweet of 2019?
It is.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for Twittering.
It's a quest to get me to 1,000. Did you see my tweet to you, Chris? You said something about Al Michaels. Is Al Michaels drunk? And I said maybe he's just worried about being beat up by a Pats fan.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Because he is older.
But did you hear him towards the end of the game? Like, he was just...
I didn't watch it because I only watched bits and pieces of it because it was already, like Matt said, by the time I turned it in, I go, I'm not going to waste my time with this game.
It was awesome.
Oh, hey, because we're recording this live and people can actually tune in and watch us, I got one prop that I was going to wear specifically for Chris in Boston, who's helping me through some computer issues.
It's a strap on, I swear to God.
It's a strap.
Chris got excited.
Oh, you're showing some skin there, Matt. Careful now.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Arr.
All right.
All right. Screenshot.
So I wearing this in honor of Chris's Patriots for.
Don't you need to go warn people the British are coming?
Yeah.
This is a Patriots, you know, true Patriot, you know, garb. You know, all I need is to be like huddled over and ready to tackle someone.
Isn't that what what's his name wore? Paul Revere?
He did.
It is. Severe Revere.
I have to like be angry when I'm wearing this, I feel. Like if I'm happy, it just looks weird. You have to be like,
yeah, get down to that 3-point stance.
Yeah, like, totally. So
yeah.
Just gonna do this.
Best mascot ever. Pat the Patriot. Not the Flying Elvis, not the current one, but Pat the Patriot.
Also, for any listeners that are familiar with this beautiful you know, Disneyland galaxy, I have that on display.
Wicked! He did put it out. I totally forgot to do it.
You know, if I
know what you're talking about.
If I had one, it would replace that Charger logo right there. The San Diego Chargers. San Diego.
I don't think that would be true. I don't think you'd do it.
I would take that San Diego Chargers thing down.
What would you do with the San Diego Chargers thing?
I just put it somewhere else. Doesn't say
a
lot.
If we can get you a video of you burning, I'll just send you my map.
Really? Well, I can't burn the San Diego. I'm not burning anything San Diego.
Okay.
The collector's items now.
Well, see, I don't know. I was watching the game. I thought the game was played in Indianapolis. So many Colts fans at the game.
Seriously.
Well,
Jack, that there is Pat the Patriot. That's the original.
I know who Pat the Patriot is.
Oh, you shook your head like you didn't know.
No, I shook my head, the best like mascot ever. That mask didn't Pat the Patriots get his ass kicked by the AFC champion, 1963 champion San Diego Chargers? Oh, yes, they did.
He pretty much got his ass kicked the entire time he was the official mascot of the Patriots. Yeah.
Chris, can you pull up that image one more time here? I just wanted to double check that ball. Doesn't that ball look a little flat to you guys?
It looks a little deflated.
Look at that.
That's
funny.
It's Tom Brady's football. All right, there we go.
Yeah, that's how he likes
them. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Oh, you know why? That's because somebody made this one. That's okay.
Okay, all right. There you go. It's a doctored one.
There's the original.
I like the other one better.
That's the one they show the refs.
That's actually really funny.
I'm glad you pointed that out. Hey, this is what I do. I don't just get paid to teach art. I also am very observant.
Nice job. Going back to Oakland, the crowd was pretty. I watched some of the game. The game, they were pretty intense. Those Raider fans. I don't know. Did you guys watch the game?
No, I didn't watch.
Because you know you only have a few hours before you have to go back to jail, so they, you know.
Oh.
Do you just want like the entire chat to be like Janie telling you to fuck you?
Yeah, Jamie.
She's used
Jamie is 50% of our listener audience right now. don't be condemning her.
It's something that it's a long-standing tradition that, you know, that's how you bash Raider fans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the running joke right now. Like, how will they even get fans to cross the state line to go to Vegas?
Sorry, your ankle bracelet doesn't go that far.
You're not allowed to leave.
They can't catch us all.
You're legally not allowed to go to that away game.
Happened in state Vegas stays in Vegas, not for Raider fans. Sorry. I feel bad for the Raiders.
Fans. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You have a new member of the family?
Yep. Hayden Llewellyn Emery. I posted Hayden Llewellyn Glatfelter, but I forgot he's not a Glatfelter. He's an Embry. Mm. So, but Llewellyn, they use the family middle name.
And I
kept telling her, I said, because my mom was ecstatic over, even though it's not in her, you know, her side of the family. But she wanted somebody to use that name. And I told my daughter right away, I said, you don't have to use that name. If you want to, you don't have to. Then my wife is tweeting, trying to tweet the Facebook. How do you spell it? And she's questioning me how to spell the middle name. I go, that's not how you spell it.
How to say Llewellyn. Is it double L's?
Yeah, Llewellyn. I didn't know how to spell it until I was 14. I got a jaywalking ticket. Me and a friend got a jaywalking ticket. They asked for my name. I gave my name. Can you spell the middle name? I go, I don't know how to spell it. You're 14, you know how to spell like, well, how old are you? anyway, I laughed, so it's all that matters.
Well, congratulations. I saw some pictures.
Thank you. I actually held him about 20 minutes yesterday. So, as you know, Chris, they're just so... You forget little. How little they are.
Yeah.
How tiny, because I watch my
How little are they?
Very little. I watched my granddaughter, you know, and she's like a... She just turned 13 months yesterday, and she's solid. And this kid is like, you're afraid to drop him.
It goes by so quickly, too.
But mom is doing great. She had her, I think, at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Like
that. And then we went the next day because the hurricane was supposedly coming.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops. That was no get some rain.
You didn't get Sharpie on that one?
No.
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 Yeah, I'll tell you, my little guy is starting to pack on the pounds now. Like, he's, what is he? What's today's date?
So he's your son.
He's about 4.5. Yeah, thanks. He's about 4.5 months old now. And it's
is he that old already?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
He does look like you.
I think so too.
He's like, yeah, it's like, so. It's like when, because even my wife said, "Oh my God, that's Chris's son." I said, "I hope so, because he's got it. He's has him. I don't know."
Yeah, I hope so, because it costs a lot of money to make that happen. yeah, I'll tell you though, he's starting to gain a lot of weight now, because he's they start off drinking very little formula, and then slowly but surely they kind of like just start like gangbusters. So at one point, I was like just kind of testing it out, seeing how much he would take. And it got to the point where like, all right, dude, he's just taking this whole damn bottle at this point. So he looked like 7.5 ounces per bottle, which about a month and a half ago, he was drinking 4. So he's almost doubled his intake.
So you change more diapers.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of diaper changing, but he's getting big, man. And I've had last week and this week off as far as part of my paternity leave. So it's been nice. It's been good to be home and hanging out with him. But yeah, he's getting real big.
I can't believe it's been 4.5 months.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, April 24th.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Four and a half months. April 24th. Yeah, that's right. So I mean, it's funny because we talk all the time, and yet, you know, it's like I forget about these little details, but my son's April 23rd. So. Not only do we both live in the city of Franklin, but we have sons that are late April babies. So,
yes, but your Franklin is in better shape than my Franklin right now, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard of, probably not. I'm pretty sure it's a very regionalized thing. But you ever heard of the disease called triple EEE?
Is this the vaping thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll get into that in a second, though. so it's Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Huh. So Triple E had its origins up here in colonial Massachusetts, where mosquitoes were either gave or contracted this disease from horses. And every once in a while, like every 10, 12 years or so, it kind of comes back, right? And there's nothing you can do about it, really. Like if you contract it, your chances of living longer than 10 days are very nil.
Really?
Yeah. And
there's nothing the preventive medicine they can give you.
Nope. Don't get bitten by mosquitoes that's pretty much the prevention. I actually just overheard over my house right now. They're spraying. They have planes going overhead, like spraying all the wood.
Kill the mosquitoes.
Yeah. So it's been kind of crazy. So like we're contemplating, because we're if you look at the map, if you do a Google search for Massachusetts, Triple E, you'll see all these different map areas of like all the areas that are affected. We're considered moderate risk. Ooh. As opposed to a light risk or a severe risk. But the moderate risk, they're saying you don't even go outside. Like you could die.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Kind of crazy. So there's like 7 deaths, I think, linked.
So if you automatically get bit by a mosquito, you'll get it.
Well, or if you get bit by a mosquito that has the triple E virus, and you contract it, there's a significant chance you'll die within 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And if you survive, you'll have significant nerve damage for the rest of your life.
That is
so. Sad. That's what's going on around here.
Let's work on a cure to get that's scary.
Well, I mean, if you think about the grand scheme of things, though, if you're looking at seven people dying from it's not necessarily an epidemic in which the CDC is saying, "Hey, we got to fix this," because it doesn't really make that much of a significant impact. But
well, if you can't leave the house,
scary when you're here.
It's just funny because if you ask most people, like, what's the most dangerous animal on the planet?
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, people will say like sharks or tigers or whatever. It's like, no, it's mosquitoes.
I say gnats because they're just a pain in the ass.
Mosquitoes are the worst mass murderers in the history of the world.
I don't like them.
What about fleas on rats? Is that up there too?
Probably not, because mosquitoes are the ones who take it and bring it to you.
Well, I thought it was the bubonic plague.
They started fleas, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But
well, it's a cheery podcast so far.
It is, we're...
Well, yeah. You know, this was, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, you had a song to start off the show, right?
I did, but now it's kind of...
No. See, this is perfect because we're almost at about 20 minutes here. Uh-huh. I think we can cut off this first part. This is our extension, and we can actually start the real show.
All right.
And that way, Jack is a fresh start, and you know...
He can be all happy.
He can be all happy and
I'm happy. I'm happy now. I'm kind of liking this setup. I like this.
You like the Birdie Bunch.
Yeah, I do like it. Everything's pretty clear. It's not a bad system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that we get the chat on the side here, but then we also have our private chat,
which again, I tried very hard. Chris is giving some depressing news, and I'm trying not to laugh at stuff that's been put in the chat. So
I was wondering why you're laughing. Like, what are you, dick?
People are dying.
It's crazy, man. It's like,
look at the chat.
These assholes in the chat. I don't know who they are. They come.
Everyone, in fan favorite always starts it, and Nick follows. And I was like, I'm the one that gets slammed for it. So, but it's okay. I can take it. I got big shoulders.
This hat, it's heavy. Heavy is the crown.
Or
heavy.
Where did you get that hat?
I don't know. Some, you know, I don't know. I mean, it was like maybe it was Joanne Fabric at like Halloween time or something like that. So, a couple of years back, maybe.
I thought it had a better story, but
no, it didn't. You know, so I went to this like store called Deflategate. They were just handing them out. So,
is it like Adam Vinatieri?
Yeah, it did. It had Adam Vinatieri's left foot and his right foot.
Is dude gonna retire? He's old. I mean,
I wanted them to cut him at the end of last year. Like he cost some serious points in the playoffs. I was like, done. He's done. Just get somebody new. The guy's got a Lamborghini. That's it. Like
nobody was sitting next to him.
Oh yeah,
he was sitting all by himself. And I said, "Who let the old guy on the field?" And then I go, "That
he looks like shit."
Well, he cost him the game.
There was a funny meme that was, you know, after Luck retired, like Adam Vinatieri, it said, "Like what? We can retire from this thing?"
Yeah, right.
You know, you kind of feel bad for anybody in that situation, but he is a Hall of Famer.
I do not feel bad for him at
all. But it's like, God, you know, when you're hate watching your former team.
Yeah. He's a legend here, man.
I understand. I understand the legend.
And the team you're rooting for, the Colts at this point, control the ball for 7 minutes, go down, score a touchdown, and get the two-point conversion. You think, God, if he just would have made the extra point
or
one of those fucking field goals, Chargers lose the game.
Yeah.
He never missed when he played here. Just saying. Never.
But someone put a San Diego fan put a highlight. You remember when Brady was intercepted six times against the Chargers?
Nope.
Well, I remember. It was Sunday Night Football, and it came down, even though we intercepted him six times. Not Brady. Did I say Brady?
Yeah.
Manning. I'm sorry, Manning.
Oh, sure. Like, yeah.
That never happened.
Yeah. Manning was intercepted six times by the – well, he was intercepted three times by the Chargers and still lost. But anyway, so they showed the game, and Vinatieri messed a chip shot field goal that would have gave him the win, but he missed that one. So maybe it's something against the Chargers. Maybe he thinks he's
dead. I do remember that. Late. I actually remember doing a sports talk. We did a sports show together a long time ago. And I think I remember you saying that Vinatieri was weak in against the Chargers or something like that.
Well, Manning always was.
Yeah.
The Chargers owned him. For whatever reason, they owned when he was with the Colts. Yeah. He owned him.
All right, let's end this discussion. I'm done talking about this dumb game.
San Diego, Super Chargers, San Diego, Chargers.
I think they're just called the L.A. Lame Chargers.
And how can any self-respecting San Diego fan go to L.A., and as the game was over, they're playing I Love L.A.? Anyway, go ahead, Nick.
What?
Play your song.
Oh.
And this is the end of the extension.
I wonder if my keyboard's still working. It's not steaming, so.
All right.
Bow, no, no, no. Bow, no, 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 down.
From the South Bay to the Valley. From the East Side. Everybody, they're so unhappy because it's another shitty day. I hate L.A.
It's like another sunny day.
Look at the smoke. Is this trees. No, look at that air. I can hardly breathe. I have a whole song for I Hate L.A.
Got like Randy. Let's see here. Now I got another rhythm in my head.
I know. Totally fucked it up.